Watch this, you little piece of shit.
You are about to hear
an exceptional man named
Satire.
The name of evil you and I must obey.
Would you please help me welcome his wife,
Johnny Mathis,
here tonight?
No can do.
If you listen carefully, you might even hear
one of the most famous classic stories ever told.
This is called The Bag of Waters.
Leave some hot water for me.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's fucking completely broken.
There, in the tent, alone.
All of us can have more fun as we
spend most of our leisure time
spanking the monkey.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Yes, Robin.
Let go of the monkey.
There were six little monkeys who lived in Jungle Town.
They tried to murder and torture their way to a fortune in lost emeralds.
They committed crimes of passion and were electrocuted before they got a chance to get hooked on horse.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
I've got no time to argue with you, mister, but you better tie that kid up for her own good.
Have somebody beat me.
Remember to kill me.
Don't forget it.
In fact, Sally may never be able to forget it.
She finds great humiliation in the fact that her parents
are the result of science's attempt to produce
Ken and Barbie dolls.
But attempts have failed.
I failed again.
Sights of horses having sex with people?
Oh, yeah.
If you listen carefully, you might even hear the prince snoring.
Even at normal listening level, you can fully enjoy this new depth and third dimension
of wet spaghetti noodles.
You're just not thinking fourth dimensionally.
As Edie Gourmet steps to the microphone, close your eyes. You could almost feel the vibration, and you can almost see her in the center of the room.
She can wear your pajamas and stay overnight, too.
In the morning, she will be set free.
I love her little pink panties.
So we'll put on a fresh pair of
pink panties.
No one noticed the man who sat and watched and discovers your secrets with his hidden camera.
Now, through negotiations with the State Department, we have discovered
the lifeless hunk of plastic.
It's a vibrator.
Coin it on.
You could almost feel the vibration.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That feels great on my ass.
I can really feel this working.
It gives you that tingling feeling that feels so good after your bath.
Gives you a real nice warm feeling inside.
I don't like it one bit.
What do you like?
I like brunettes
and an armadillo.
What do you like?
I like beer and everything.
Even dog tags.
What do you like?
Wantonly running down an innocent person on our highways.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun.
You know what's really fun is to put one of these radio programs on the air and watch the telephones just light up because people call in and say,
hiya. I'm a horse.
Horses can't use phones.
Listen, Chuck,
said the horse.
Hey, listen here. Listen here, frog.
Yeah. Hi, frog, he said.
Please take a moment now to listen to
DJIC Radio in Sault Ste. Marie, serving you.
Very rude noise.
24 hours a day.
Stop tormenting me.
He is getting tired.
He discovered he could ride horses.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
The Romans used horses.
For some types of sexual rituals.
So did the knights.
This is an absolute outrage.
There have been people already offended by this.
All sounds come from a movement of the air. Well, you can't really see them, you hear them.
You smell that? Unbelievable, huh?
Many people believe that important elements of sex education
should be banned.
I never have to worry about
full, complete sexual pleasure.
I want to see it banned. I want to see it off the face of the earth.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
He looked at his hands.
If you're right-handed, use your right hand.
I prefer to use my brain.
I always use sharp knives.
We're going to use these mirrors to observe our lips and teeth and tongue.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the darkest of them all? And then another voice came on and said, the Prince of Darkness.
Who's that?
Johnny Mathis.
Why, of course.
Of course.
Johnny Mathis.
May kill you eventually.
Well, I certainly hope so.
How does that set with you?
To find the answer, ask yourself these questions.
Have you ever heard of the star seed?
I will drop my seed
in more than 60 cunts.
All the way up your cunt
to the outside of the body.
Your body already doesn't work right.
No diaper has ever worked like this.
With four Atlas and Titan rockets and three different satellites.
I can hardly wait to tell old Sourpuss.
I tell you what, you have a responsibility as a parent to stop the children from
listening to this recording,
which brought so much enjoyment during a period that would otherwise have been monotonous and lonely.
That's the way it happened. And just look at how sad it made her mother and father.